I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on September 13th, 2019. The GNOME firmware app has been released. This app was developed by Andrew Schwen, an intern under Richard Hughes' mentorship, and is intended to help power users upgrade, downgrade, and otherwise manage their system firmwares. Richard did note that the app is lacking some polish and language translations, but otherwise it is ready for its initial release, and you can get it now on FlatHub. Eagle-eyed users over at XDA Developers, a forum dedicated to Android and mobile phones, have noticed a change in Google Chrome browser's latest Canary build that allows users to share their clipboards from Android devices to their desktops. Clipboard sharing is enabled once the necessary flags have been toggled, allowing highlighted text to be sent directly to the clipboard on another device. This change is expected to roll out to the stable version of Google Chrome in the near future. The Krita project, an open-source painting program, is continuing to explore new funding models. While they have had apps for purchase in the Windows Store and on Steam for some time now, those paid versions have been limited only to Windows users. To reduce their reliance on Windows users for funding, the project is introducing a paid Linux version on Steam. This popular project has been sustaining itself from community donations so far, but that really only amounts to about 2,000 euros per month, which is only enough to pay for one full-time developer. Emmett O'Neill wrote the following regarding this move. There are plenty of convenient ways to get Krita on Linux, so why bother with Steam? Simply put, buying Krita on Steam is just another way of directly supporting development. Our community is the lifeblood of the project, and none of this would be possible without generous contributions from users like you. The Tor project's Bug Smash Fund is paying off, with the organizers announcing that they have raised $86,081 over the past 6 weeks since the program's launch. All of these funds were promised to be earmarked toward bug fixes, and the Tor project is making good on that promise. Due to the success of this campaign, the Tor project is making it easy for future donations to be dedicated toward bug fixing. You can find more details on contributing to this project in the show notes. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/5. Have a good weekend. We'll be back with more news on Monday.